All of the Sforim in the Bali Musa go down the Indian for Midas. I say that the reason Rabbi Yisrael Salanter decided to start the Tnua Samusa in the village where the soil lived. They had like a place where the rich people made the chasanas, where the shvacha people made the chasanas. This is Manhattan, I don't know the name of that place yet, but it was like, you know, one that was a Pashtuni, a tailor, he said he has to make a choshev chasanah. He saved. And he managed to have money to rent out that very fancy hall. All the rich people got very annoyed. Ah, chutzpah. This tailor is doing a chasana at this place. So, on the way to the wedding, he was taking down his kid, walking down the aisle. One of the balabatim took off his shoe and asked him how much it cost to fix it. And Rabbi Yisrael saw that. He said, if this is the law that a person could come, as midas, as ashchosot and midas, so I have to start to speak about Musa, about midas. And that was really the beginning of the whole Musa, what Rabbi Yisrael started to bring to Klal Yisrael. We know it says in Chazal, Mahu Rachum, Af'ato Rachum, Mahu Tzadik, Af'ato Tzadik, Mahu Goyim El Chasodim, Af'ato Goyim El Chasodim. Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu also puts on tefillin. It doesn't say, Mahu Maniach Tefillin, Af'ato Taniach Tefillin. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns. More in Gittin, Davav Amud Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Osi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Evyesar B'ni Ha'imer Kach, why doesn't it say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo imed, Af'ato lo imed? Doesn't say. Only it's brought down on Midas. Mahu Rachum, Af'ato Rachum. Kdoishin Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Oni. Only on Anogas. It's brought down that if a person doesn't have the right Midas, a person sits and learns, I'm not a guy that sits and learns day and night. But chutz from that, you hear that he did Oyvud Avodah Zarah. I'm a chosh b'gai. Oh, give it. You hear a guy, man, that sits and learns. I'm a chosh b'gai, but he's busy with Gilei Arayos. Oh, give it. Yeah? I'm a guy, I'm a chosh b'gai. He will stay up at night and look and something again. He's not Choshev anymore. He's nobody. He's not Machshev anymore. He can't be a Talmid Chacham and also do these kinds of things. It raises him. He don't exist anymore. He's nobody. But if you hear someone that is a Talmid Chacham, he's a little bit Balgai. Talmud Chacham has a shtiru gaile, what's going to tell him, has a pips, yeah? See, this Talmud Chacham is a shtiru, you know, gets too angry quick, has a temper. Talmud Chacham, just be careful not to get him in the wrong time. But Chutz and that is very chashuv already. If you get him in the wrong time, you know, it's not good, yeah? Be'etzem, Rabbi Yisrael said, it's wrong. The person that is a Talmud Chacham, that has these midas. It's the same thing to say, he's a Talmud Chacham, just by night he's over the Zohar a little bit. Chutz from that, everything is okay. The Talmud Chacham, just by night, a shtickle gilei arayos. Chutz from that, everything is okay. not not the chokh, but my knife, you have to stay up to look something. Yeah, but chutz of that, then you understand that he's ogifrekt, he's a nobody. He's worth nothing. But if you hear, he's a talmid chochem, a shtick of balgaive, a shtick of balgaive, a good steak, he can't, you know. A good steak is a good steak. That's what to do about it. Chutz and time is a choshev of Talmud Chacham. So, is it allowed to like a steak? And the soul said it's not true. Be'etzim is the zeld bezach. So why we don't look at it like that? So the answer is what Chafetz Chaim says. Chazal say to Moshe, if a person speaks to Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara is also mean this be'etzim to speak about someone else. Moses says it's worse from Gilei Arayish v'chazdomim than Avodah Zarah, right? Chafetz Chaim means not everyone knows that. Yeah, Chazal say it's worse from Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayish v'chazdomim. So why it's not like that? Chafetz Chaim says because people don't think that it's serious. They don't realize how bad it is. So Mele, sometimes it's not ogifrekt. They don't realize how bad it is be'etzem. But be'etzem, if a person kivyochel, you have one guy that sits and learns. And by night, he just does a bit of zori, chutz of that. And you have a guy that sits and learns. At better story, he speaks Lashon Hara. Who is worse? The guy who speaks Lashon Hara. It's the Chafetz Chaim. The guy sits and learns, he just gets angry sometimes. He's a temper. Chutz of that is the Talmid Chochem. Those are guys that Talmid Chochem. You have an idea, shtick the Gilei Arayish. I'm not trying not to say so. You know, some people, when they hear the shmuzing, they only hear that the man is not so bad at Gilei Arayish. Gilei Arayish and Avodah Zarah and staying by night looking at a game is terrible. It's the worst thing that a Yid could do. But I'm just saying that the other thing is also Midas is the same. Not Chas V'Shalom to learn. Some people hear the shmuz. Okay, so from now on, this guy speaks Lashon Hara. This guy, so I do this. Yeah. Now he feels good about himself. Pshat is, what is the pshat? What is the pshat that it's so bad? Chazal say, Mahu rachum, Af'ato rachum. Rabbi Yisrael said, to break a midah is more from finishing a gan to shas. What's the pshat? Chazal say, V'ohavto l'reacho kamoich. I want to say now, I was mekabel from my rabbi. Chazal say, v'ohavto l'reacho kamoich. What is the pshat, v'ohavto l'reacho kamoich? L'moshel, you would love to go for a vacation, to ski for a week. You have to want it, your friend will have it. You would love to have a nice house. You have to be happy that your friend will have it, right? V'ahavto l'reacho kamoich. And I will go with one more step. I cannot go. I'm sitting and learning. Can't go to ski. I'm sitting and learning. My friend is a nebach, yeah? Kranke man. Anyway, he's sick. He's anyway not a ben elam ha'belam azalim, yeah? A sick guy. But I want him at least to enjoy, to have a good week vacation. This is v'ahavto l'reacho kamoich. I don't have a house. Bad luck. But I would love that my friend would have a good house. This is the mitzvah of the Torah. V'ahavto l'reacho kamoich. To fagin the other person. V'ahavto l'reacho kamoich. You want this good for your friend. You're holding there? We'll go a little bit deeper. Forget about to want for him a lot. He has Baruch Hashem. He has Baruch Hashem, he has. Friend calls you up. He tells you that the other friend won the lottery. He's rich. You're happy for him? You forgive for him? We can't. We just can't do that. Our friend, Baruch Hashem, he said, "Fest the chabur, mamish, mamish, the best chabur." You happy for him? But that's not. If you think he's a nebuch, you're happy for him. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, that nebuch guy said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem." But if you think that he's a chasher guy, let me to say the best chabur. Why he has to say the best chabur? But if you can say the best chabur, let a Muslim have to say. This is the yetzer, the teva of the person. It's the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a mitzvah eser ve'ohavto l'reacho kamoicho. We can't fagin to the other person. It's so hard for us. When it's not negiah to us, we don't care. I don't think someone cares if Bill Gates has more or less. But a friend of yours, that you feel that he's in your... If he could buy what he wants and I can't, and that's it. You're allowed to be jealous. You're allowed to want also. I'm not working on Kina now. But when you cannot have it, you hope that he will lose it. He's going to this fest retreat. Yeah? You hope that he will miss the flight. You just imagine, like inside of you, you have that little bit. You just wish that it will not work out for him. He's doing that fest the shidduch. I just hope that something will not work out for him. He's doing this fanciest wedding. You hope there will snow that night. So maybe you don't think about it, but if you really hear that the snow is almost in that night, you just wish. You just wish. Listen, this is the teva if the ra if the mensch. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, and this is the tachlis abriye. The tachlis abriya is to change that thing. And this is a mitzvah's essay. This is a mitzvah's essay. And this is the tachlis abriya. This is the tachlis abriya. Avram goes and saves Sdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol created the world to be mative with people. He doesn't need it. But kivyochol, he wants that it will be good to people. Some guys think, yeah, I'm such a Baal Tzedakah, yeah, I'm such a Baal Chesed. This is not going to get to me. Hashem, so you will be really big balabati. Look at such a nice guy. I give him a million here and a billion there and a billion there. Mamash. You see that man? The Shmuz is the captain. Spoke was Mamash not negiah to me. If he would see me, I know when he spoke about that guy that is not negiah, he meant me. He moved that guy and asked him, listen, I understand you love all of the money that you have for the enjoyments we will leave by you. Everything we give to Tzedakah, we plan to give the other guy to give. Okay? He will kill you if you do it. So it's not about Tzedakah. I'm not saying he's not against Chus. He doesn't want to do good to other people. Someone else tried to do the same good. He wants to have the idea. He wants to be a person that does good. It's a good mile. But it's not because he's trying to forgive the people to get that money. Not because he's trying to forgive. If he's trying to forgive that these people will have the money, and the famous story, they said in Rabbi Yisrael, they told him there was a choshev, a talmid chochem. It has mamash mishum dikavas atayra. He goes 12 o'clock by night, 1 o'clock by night, to his yeshiva, and he sees the bochim are sitting and learning. When he walked in, and he gave a bochur a kiss on his forehead. Such avas atayra. So Bisrael Salanta said, if he goes to someone else's yeshiva that they learn 12 o'clock one night and he kisses the bochim, this is Ava Sateya. When he kisses his own yeshiva, he kissed his own hand. No shaykh is the Ava Sateya. And there's a yud was a tzad, the yeshiva of the Mir, the reason the Mir had a siyata dishmaya, was one of the only people in the world. When he came to Yerushalayim, every Talmud Chochem that came to say Shtikotei from a different yeshiva got money. So the Marif on the Sinsi Finkel, he told me, Yossi Stern, gave Beis Yishaya. So it's a beautiful building, Beis Yishaya, beautiful building. I went once to the yeshiva in Kriyat Malachi. It's a yeshiva for Mizrach Mekes that become Haredi. So they asked me, Elul, a lot of times I go for a Shabbos. I make a Shabbos day for the oil of it. This is Chus Yom Kippur. The first year I come, I see Beis Yishaya. Big building is called Beis Yishaya. Two buildings, the same name. I go to check. I go to check. The same glass, the same brosha. So I called your sister. I said, listen, I'm jealous of you. I thought you have a building. I'm coming to a new place. I see you here before me also. How you got here before me? He told me, I'll tell him, listen, Tzvi took me. Before we build this building, told me, you want Schusim? Come, we'll drive to this shite, give them a building. It's a bit cheaper to buy the building. I'm not going to get it. This is a person that had Avas Atayah. Someone knew that Mr. Tzvi gave someone to give his big donor. Yeah, he could have gone to fix this room much better. But yeah, he could have made this guy. He's just his donor. Give money to this issue. Then the second place he built was in Tifrach. He took him to Tifrach. Also to build there. So when they drove, when they came to the place and they took him to the street, they thought he's the driver, left him outside. Everyone went in the room, they were looking for him. The bachur didn't let the driver go in. So we took him to give money there. This is Abba Satya. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we will be good to each other. That we will forgive to each other. How we start to work on it? It's very nice to say it, but we're very far away from it. I'm telling you, we see people, choshev people, they can't forgive to the other person. They have a good friend that makes a wedding. And it's a bit fancier from his wedding. He just can't go there. I want to tell you, if you don't work on it now, later in life it hits you. Because we have that bad part inside of us, as we have myself. Yeah, we have that badness. In the good case, you just don't forget. You just ignore him. You just don't go. You just don't tell him mazel tov. When he gets engaged, or you don't go to his simcha. And sometimes you forgive because you want, you know, want to cheese him. A remish of them, yeah? And that's, a lot of times it's a bluff. You're friend with a guy because you need to be friendly with him. Yeah? You want to be inside the picture, not because you forgive him. Yeah? Yeah, you would love that he will die. Yeah. But the second step is you do bad. When you could get him, you try to get him. And you behave like an animal. Like an animal. Not much like an animal. How you don't get there? How you work? So the Aleph Beis, I have a Messiah for my Rabbeim on this thing. Never really wanted to speak about it so much, but I think the first thing is that the Akocha that we got קבוצס הם עובדים. The first הדרוך is to try once a day for a month to write down something positive on someone else. But again, when I say to write something positive on someone else, I don't mean take a rabbi of yours. So take a rabbi of yours. Take someone chashuv. Oh, mamish, nice guy. Could be. Take someone in your society, in your bismensh. I saw he did something good today. I saw Chatzkel did something good today. Every day, try something good. Forgive to yourself. Forgive to yourself. Sadis Bocher was waiting for me as a guy came in the elevator. He opened from the elevator. I saw that other guy, you know, he saw the guy is going to be the sitter. He turned over and gave him a sitter. Train yourself for a month to see how the other person is doing something positive. We don't. Our teva is we see the bad. If you will ask someone, go back now. How much good things on people you could say? How much bad people things are? You have lists. Say like a good story. Someone dies. Say it's like a good story on them. You manage to fish out one or two nice stories about it. Say bad stories on them. Okay, we don't do that when a guy dies. Yeah, we start to be jealous. But yeah, I remember. This is where our problem starts. Chazal called Ayin Toivo, Leiv Rocho. When a person starts to work, Avodah Maasis, see, this person did something good. I'll ask you, I didn't mean it, I just managed to talk about it this second, yeah? So don't. Like, if I'll ask you something good that I did in the last half an hour here in the room, you could say something? You could say something good that I did the last half an hour? I'll ask you. What?
The chair.
I didn't do it for that, yeah? I make it clear, I just thought about it now. But what I'm trying to explain is, not that it doesn't happen. It's not what we'll pick up. Yeah, but if I'll say, when I did bad, that's yeah, he shtech the guys that stayed up, b'chule, yeah? I don't feel bad, I think it's the best thing that I did, but I thought this is the second good thing that I did. But what I'm trying to explain is, our teva is, what we disagree, we right away have. We have. Yeah. He's mean. He's embarrassing. That we will take out. If we will start, don't start to say, how I could not be jealous. How I could want. What the Torah said, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to want good for my friend. And it's not impossible to be like that. You go to someone's house, he shows you how the house is nice. He didn't take from you, and you're not going to have that money anyway, and he's not trying even to show out in the street. Yeah? He's so happy, because then you see the rooms don't work out, yeah? Be happy for him. I'm not saying someone that you think that it's your brother, so anyway, you don't. That is the beginning of Midas. Now, this is the Tachlis Abriya. I want to go back to what we started to speak about. why a Talmid Chacham that doesn't have midas is worse than the animal. He's worse than a Talmid Chacham that is Eved Avodah Zarah. A Talmid Chacham that is Eved Avodah Zarah, he has a problem. He gets punished. I said, it's very chomo. Don't learn out the kula diketzat. It's very chomo. The guy that doesn't have that midas, we spoke now, it means that the whole avodas Hashem he doesn't have. The whole tachlis of bria, it's not by the way, it's a mahus. It's a mahus. Think about the other person. It's a mahus. When a person manages to work on himself, to put it to make a part of him, this was the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mahu af'atu, this is the mahus of the person. It's like a guy keeps the whole mitzvah, he's not a yid. He's not doing it. The midas, this is the mahus of the person. While the midas is the mahus of the person, and this is what the person has to do, it's worse now, but it's not regularly a rice with shvichas dove. He's not doing the mahus, what he has to do. So, a bacher has to know, say, Alamol, I use the weeks of the middle of the winter for the power of the time. Before the Avodah Chodesh Adar starts. Shuvah, this month, nothing is happening in this month. To work every day. To try to find positive. I'm telling you, you'll be the luckiest people, person. I heard once from Chashid Yid, he said, if you don't work on yourself, what happens to you, you become 60 years old, that grandfather, that stands at the wedding and doesn't get the kibbutz that you want, and you don't enjoy your grandson's chasana, you leave in the middle home angry, and then one guy smokes, you start to chase him with a stick. Why? You're so angry, you're so upset. And never, you finish your life terribly. Even if you don't behave like I told you, but inside, you suffer for no reason. You're right, it's a yaitzah. You suffer. And don't think when you become rich, you don't suffer. You're rich, so you suffer from the guy that is richer. You go first class, you're busy looking out the window, these people that are going to private jet. Yeah? And then we have like a private jet, you with the guy's a whole big plane. Then you get a yacht, Dalla Damas, the guy has, like, you know, 60 feet and 100 feet, yeah? Nothing stops. Nothing gets worse. Shlomo Reitzim Osai. You become a rabbi, you just do the yeshiva. It doesn't stop. Be smart. You're young. You didn't even taste life yet. You didn't taste life. It's easy to put yourself, you know, when you start on the road, you take a right, you get to that country. You take a left, you get to that country. It's very hard later to change. You become bitter, sour. You're not happy in your marriage. You're not happy in your life. You look the whole time to the other side. When you start to see the good, Pischu li Pesach kepitcho yishel machat, ve'ri yeftach lachem Pesach kepischu yishel ulof. Hashem gives the siyata d'ishmaya. Bez Hashem gives the siyata d'ishmaya.